Dad speeds home, hitting every pothole.
Tell me exactly what happened, Nicole.
I'll start from the beginning. Our fingers touched. There was a gust of wind. Then the tunnel. The cave. The voice. Was that a vision?
It sounds like one,
Dad says. And there's this expression on his face that I've only ever seen once or twice. He's terrified. Holy moly, he's terrified. Dad's not scared of anything. So if he's terrified, I should be planning my funeral. What does it mean?
Calm down, baby girl.
How did I see her vision?
I don't know.
What was the vision?
I don't know,
he says. My chin trembles. Did I hurt her?
Hey, calm down. You didn't do anything wrong.
But her glow, Dad. It was flickering.
I'm sure there's an explanation, he says. As much as we know about the gift, there's so much we don't know. But I promise that you did nothing wrong, you hear me?
He says that, but his face tells a different story. He hasn't stopped frowning since we left Miss Lena's. There's something wrong with me. Or worse, I did something really bad. Dad pulls into our driveway and shuts off his engine. We sit in silence, and he runs his fingers along a tattoo on his forearm. V.XXVII. The Roman numerals for May 27th, my birthday. It's technically two tattoos, one on top of the other, so it almost looks like it's 3D.
You know, he says, I think it's best if you don't go to the book signing tonight.
But you said I didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't, but you shouldn't be around so many unremarkables.
My eyes sting. You think I'm gonna hurt somebody?
No,
he says quickly.
No, baby girl.
Then why can't I go? Meaning Mr. Retro is one of my birthday gifts.
Nicole,
he says, in that tone that warns me to watch my tone.
Look, Mrs. Williams and JP can get your book signed for you. We'll have your own birthday celebration here. I bought cake, and I'll go pick up a pizza from Silent Mookie's. Then we can...
I jump out of the truck and march into the house, crying my eyes out. I spend most of my birthday alone in my room with Coco. I overheard Dad call Mrs. Williams and tell her I'm not feeling good. He said it was nothing major, but he wants to be sure, so he's keeping me home tonight. It's got me thinking that something really is wrong with me. My tablet beeps somewhere in my room. Coco stops playing with a pair of socks and goes straight to the heap of dirty clothes in the corner. I dig around in the pile for my tablet. I've got 3 texts from JP.
My mama told me the news.
Nick, it's TJ Retro.
Illness can wait.
I plop back on my bed. The worst part about being friends with unremarkables is that you can't be like, I'm not really sick. I did something to a visionary today, and my dad is more afraid than he wants to let on. Not happening. So I write, I wish I could go. Can you get my book signed for me?
Of course,
JP writes.
I'll get a selfie taken for you. Technically, it's for me since I'll be in it and not you, but I'll think of you the whole time.